Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka. Welcome to the show. I am your host, real estate investor. Really glad to have you here today. We are here to work on your financial future. And I'm really excited today to bring you one of Lifestyles Unlimited experts. When I say expert, I mean that in the fullest sense of the word. Sorrell Warren is a mentor to single family investors in our South Texas region, which is centered in Houston. And my success as a real estate investor is, I promise you, not due to me. It's not due to my intelligence. It is 100% due to the education that I receive from Lifestyles Unlimited. And I would say mostly from my mentors. I had two different mentors when I was first getting started, and I was calling them, emailing them all the time. And so I'm going to bring you one of our mentors in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to hear how, get this, you want to hear this, he retired himself, not in 5 years, we talk about that a lot, but in 3.5 years. And he did that with single family homes and investing as a passive investor in a number of apartment deals. And he helps people just like you every day of the week. But before I get to that, I want to talk for a minute about GameStop, because some of what happened this week is why you should understand the stock market is not set up for you to succeed. I often say, I love the stock market. I love it for speculating. I love it for gambling. I love it for Vegas-style fun. Also for raising capital for companies. But not for investing, because just like Vegas, the house always wins. I used to hear when I first got involved with Lifestyles, I first came to some of the events and I heard Del Walmsley talking about how the stock market is rigged. You know, my background is in the stock market since I was 5 years old. And I thought, you know, that's a little bit over the top. No, it's really not. As I've become more educated, understand the difference between investing and speculating, investing in real estate, speculating in the stock market, I've come to understand it is set up so that the house always wins. And here's a thumbnail sketch of what has happened recently. Hedge funds have been betting against GameStop. If you know anything about GameStop, you might have seen it. Usually kind of looks like a rundown store. They sell video games in a physical form. Who buys those things anymore? Nobody. And so it's a company that was trading around $4 a share. And the hedge funds, by the way, they've been selling the stock short. First, let me say that. Making millions and billions for the big players. Hedge funds are what the elite people use. Not everyday people like you and me. This is for the special people that are smarter than everybody else. And the short version is some Reddit, if you're not familiar with Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T, it's a social news platform, everybody can talk to everybody. There is a subgroup called, or subreddit I guess it's called Wall Street Bets. And some Reddit amateur investors, you got to understand, the elites don't like the amateurs, some Reddit amateur investors got together and they decided to drive the price of GameStop up from $4 a share to $40 a share to a high on January 14th of $483 a share, which meant that the hedge funds would lose billions. And that can't, in fact, they were having margin calls. I'm not going to go into all the details of that, but if you're betting a stock is going to drop in price, you got to have enough money to cover your bet if it goes the wrong way. Well, it was going the wrong way for these guys. The hedge funds would lose billions. That can't happen. That just cannot happen. It's like 2008. You and I had to bail the banks out because they're too big to fail and they can't be allowed to suffer from their stupid decisions. So we, in subprime lending, so we had to bail the banks out. If you mess up, you don't get bailed out, right? You're not connected enough. That's your problem. But the hedge funds, the banks, the big banks, they are all set up to protect each other. And so one hedge fund already had to get a $2 billion bailout from Mets owner Steve Cohen. Reddit investors were using a trading app called Robinhood. Robinhood app actually stopped allowing investors to buy GameStop to stop the price from going up anymore. You see, you can't let the little guys win over the big guys, the hedge funds. Robinhood actually sold shares of customers without their permission. Robinhood CEO said the other day, in order to protect the firm and protect our customers, we had to limit buying in these stocks. Now, that's only half a lie, because it was to protect the firm, just not to protect the customers. It has nothing to do with protecting the customers. It's 100% to do with protecting the firm. The bottom line is this. In Vegas terms, the house was losing money. The little guys were making money, and that cannot be allowed to happen. If you invest in the stock market, you'll be allowed to make money, then lose a lot of money in a periodic crash. Dell says this in one of the commercials that we have for Lifestyles. And guess what? Nobody is going to bail you out like the hedge funds now or banks in 2008. Nobody's going to come along and say, oh, you messed up. You made a bad investment, a bad decision. So sorry. No. Nobody's going to take care of you that way. See, that's why I say, I'm going to say it again. I love the stock market for speculating, gambling, for Vegas-style fun, for raising capital for companies, but not for investing. Because just like Vegas, the house always wins. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. You ready for some good news? The good news is we are here to show you a better way. A way to achieve financial freedom that is through real estate investing. And unlike the stock market, the experts with Lifestyles Unlimited are here to make sure you win by providing you with everything you need to retire in 5 years or less and have true financial freedom. So with that, I want to introduce Sorrell Warren, a guy who retired not in 5 years, but 3.5 years. Sorrell, glad to have you with me today. Can you tell us briefly, and we're going to come up to a break pretty quick here, but can you introduce yourself and give us a little bit of history of your life before Lifestyles Unlimited?
Yeah. Hi, David. Thanks for having me on today. I, like most Americans, I grew up actually in Houston, went through high school, college, everything here, and I was in the corporate world for 40 years. I never was an entrepreneur of any type. I had a W-2 job my entire life.
That's a good place to pause because we're right against the break. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear more about Sorrell, his mindset before Lifestyles Unlimited, and how he retired himself in 3.5 years or less. Stay with us.
Dell Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dell, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dell Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey there, you're with David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. We are working on your financial freedom. I've got one of our experts with me today, Sorrell Warren, who is one of our single family mentors. He is an expert in single family investing. And right before the break, I asked Sorrell, and by the way, he retired himself in 3.5 years, and he helps people like you do that kind of thing every day of the week. And right before we went to the break, I asked Sorrell to tell us about his life before Lifestyles. So Sorrell, go ahead and share that with us again.
Like I started to say, I had a W-2 job my entire life. I was in my mid-50s and didn't save a lot for retirement when I was younger. So it kind of hit the realization where I needed to start, you know, getting really busy saving for retirement. And first thing I did, I found Dave Ramsey. And luckily, I didn't have a lot of debt, but I just put some of his principles in place to kind of build some wealth, as he talks about doing. And so I was in the midst of paying off my house and saving aggressively, and it just was a slow process. It wasn't going well, and I thought, I'm going to work till I'm 70 years old, and then I'm going to hopefully have enough money saved and be able to retire with a decent retirement. And I had a couple of roadblocks kept hitting me in the face. And, you know, first I found out after struggling and working hard for my entire life, I got to the point where I was making really good money, and then I made too much money to invest in a Roth IRA. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange. Why would they limit you for something like that? And so that was the first kind of a setback. And then, so I had to cut back. And then the next year, I had to cut back on my contributions to the 401k because I was considered a highly compensated employee, and I couldn't contribute more than the company average. And so I kept hitting these roadblocks in order, you know, to this saving that I was trying to do for my retirement. Final straw was when I had cut back. I was doing everything the government was allowing me to do, and I'd cut back my contributions. I wasn't doing the maximum anymore. And HR director called me to his office one day and said they're going to give me a check for like $4,400 because I still over-contributed the previous year. And I'm thinking, okay, this is crazy. in my mind, that was probably 6 years ago now. So, no, about 8 years ago. In my mind, it happened all on the same day. I used to listen to a lot of Rush Limbaugh and AM radio. And so I got in my car to go to lunch, just still kind of mad about that conversation with HR. And I heard the Lifestyles Unlimited radio show for the very first time. Within a week, I was in the free workshop. And within the month, I was a member of Lifestyles Unlimited.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think I heard you say one time you heard the radio show and you went to a park or something to eat and listen to the rest of it or something like that.
I did. I was driving to lunch just to actually go into a restaurant, and I was lucky I was going alone. I wasn't meeting anyone. I was just going to go and eat lunch at a restaurant. And as I started listening to the radio show, and the first thing they started talking about were the benefits of investing in real estate, which I never knew one single thing about. And so I instead drove through a drive-through, picked up some takeout, and drove to a park and sit in my car and ate lunch in my car and listened to the entire hour-long show.
Wow, so it really caught your attention. I like what you said something there. You said, I was doing everything the government allowed me to do.
Exactly. Yeah, because it wasn't my company that was putting the roadblocks in front of me. It was the systems put in place for retirement.
And you were living in communist China, Russia? Oh, no, that was here in the United States. And you could only do your 401k, you can't do your Roth IRA. There are all these roadblocks set up to keep you, I guess, where someone in the government has decided you need to be. And yet, you decided to take a different path to find financial freedom. I do have one question, because one thing about Lifestyles Unlimited, I talk about this in the free workshop. By the way, if you've not been to one of our free workshops, go to the website, sign up for one of the workshops. Someone like myself will kind of give you an overview of everything we do. And one thing we talk about is, a real estate mindset is different than a middle class mindset. Most of us are taught that there's a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And that's you go to school, you study hard, you go to college, you study hard, you get a job with a really good company that's going to be around for a long time and is going to take care of you in retirement. How were you raised, Sorrell? Were you raised with an entrepreneurial mindset or more of a middle class mindset? You know, go to school, study hard, get a job, get taken care of.
I was raised definitely with a middle-class mindset, not an entrepreneurial mindset at all. And I was a good student, so I was driven toward, making good grades and going to college. And the only entrepreneurial encounter I had at all, my dad was a very hard worker. He was a blue-collar worker. And so he was 41 when I was born, my parents were. And so when I was a teenager, my dad was in his 50s. And after working, pretty much manual labor, blue-collar labor his entire life, he got booted out of, his career at 27 years, and he was just put on the street as a guy. I think he was 56 or something like that, and mm-hmm. So he just did whatever he could. I had a younger brother. I had two older siblings that were already gone and married, but I had my younger brother at home, and so he had two kids, and so he went to work just doing every single thing he could to help the family survive, and he started a lawn mowing business, and he just did it on his own. He didn't set up the proper business thing right, and so he wasn't making all the money he could have. Probably weren't doing the tax advantages that were even available as a business owner, things like that. And he just struggled and struggled and struggled, and so I saw that, and that's literally the only family member, anybody that I knew that was kind of running their own business, and so I kind of decided I was going to go the corporate route and climb my way up the corporate ladder, which I did quite successfully most of the time.
Your association with any kind of entrepreneurial mindset was, it was like served as a warning. Do not do this. Do not go this
Absolutely.
Direction. You want to go,
yep.
You want a company to take care of you, which meant you're going to be working until you're 70, 75 years old. How difficult was it to make the mindset switch from that corporate mindset to, and we'll talk about how many houses you own, that kind of thing in a couple of minutes, but how difficult was it to make that mindset switch for you?
Well, it wasn't difficult once I actually understood it. When I first came to Lifestyles, I really wanted to just, I loved my job. I was in the travel business. I loved to travel. I loved my actual work itself. And my goal was to buy real estate to add to my retirement further down the road. It wasn't necessarily to retire in 3.5 years or even 5 years. It was just to build up a kind of a big retirement war chest through real estate.
Sure.
And I didn't necessarily think of it initially as entrepreneurial. It was just that. And
yep.
So it was, if I was already in it, I was buying houses. I had a nice little portfolio being built before it actually hit me that this could be a career, an entrepreneurial career, and I could actually leave my job. So I didn't come into it from day one with that idea.
Yep.
And then once I got that, then, you know, the goal shifted.
Yeah. For me, I kind of think of it as I would see people doing their own business and I'm thinking, that's neat that they're doing that, but it is such a big unknown dark area. I have no idea how to even connect to that. And what I found through Lifestyles Unlimited was a map that showed me how to do that. On the other side of the break, we're going to continue here from Sorrell Warren, one of our Lifestyles mentors and expert, and he's going to share with us how he retired in 3.5 years.
Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, welcome back to the show. David Ruzicka, I'm your host today, and I'm here with Sorrell Warren, who is one of our Lifestyles Unlimited experts. He is a single family mentor, and I said at the start of the show, the only success that I had in real estate investing was because I had a single family mentor. If you have a question, if you want to ask Sorrell a question today, you can call the show, 855-497-4335. I'm going to repeat that, 855-497-4335. And Sorrell, I want to go back to, we were talking right before about you joining Lifestyles Unlimited and not really having that real estate mindset, that entrepreneurial mindset. I want to ask you, when you first went to Lifestyles events, what did you think? What were your thoughts as when you first came to the free workshop and then you went to the two-day class?
Well, I was excited both times at the free workshop, which is why I was probably the first one back, you know, to sign up for the membership and to go to the uh-huh. two-day training. And it was eye-opening when they talked about the five ways you can make money. As I had been mentioned earlier, I had been struggling trying to save enough for retirement, and I could just see, you know, the numbers working dramatically different than everything I had done for the previous 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so I was excited about that. And then I'm sitting in the two-day, and they started talking about the ways you make money and how real estate is such a much better investment than the stock market. And I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. And so I was all set. And I was happy. I was ready to go. But I was, I was never a skeptic about the program. And I guess I hadn't had any negative experiences with other programs or get rich quick schemes or anything like that to be skeptical overall. But the mm-hmm. thing that did give me a little bit of concern was I had been on that Dave Ramsey track. For any Dave Ramsey listeners, you know that, you know, he is so anti-debt. And so I didn't have personal debt, and I was in the didn't have a car loan. I was in the process of paying off my home early. And of course, and Dave was, you know, he did real estate investing, but he did it in cash. And so I was in that mindset when I came to Lifestyles. So it took me quite a while. It took me several months to get over the fact that I was going to start incurring these mortgages on single family homes. First of all, stop paying off my own home and then incur new mortgages. And the way I did that, I've always been a numbers guy. I was a math geek. I was in the math club in high school. And
I want to make sure people understand. So your plan was to pay off your house and then buy for cash investment properties.
Exactly. Yep.
I know about your spreadsheet. Go ahead and tell about that. That's fascinating.
I actually had a date in mind from Dave Ramsey before I ever got into Lifestyles. It was 20, 13 when I came to Lifestyles, and I was 2 years into a 15-year mortgage on my personal residence. I was going to pay, and I had already been paying ahead on that for a couple of years of Dave Ramsey. So I was going to pay off my single-family home, my personal residence, I guess I should say, in 2018, and then I was going to save aggressively with no mortgage, and I was already saving aggressively anyway. I was going to save aggressively, and I was going to be able to buy my first single-family rental in cash in summer of 2020, which would have been last year. And right. This entire time, I would have still been working. So today, 6 months after that initial time frame through the Dave Ramsey plan, I would have paid off my mortgage and owned one single-family home in cash, and I would still be working at my job. And so I had that plan already. So I made a spreadsheet of taking that same money that I was putting into paying off my mortgage, saving aggressively, right, and using the cash I already had saved and buying it the Lifestyles way. And I realized I thought it was going to occur in about 5 years. And turns out I did it even more aggressively once I was in it, and I was able to do it in 3.5 years. So instead of being at my job today with one single family home that would probably pay me $1,100 a month or so, I've now completely retired in fall of 2016.
Wait. You need to tell us a little bit more, because you said today you would be still working. You'd have one single family house, because this is huge. Folks, I want you to understand. I want you to hear what he's saying, because the doing it that way, he would have one single family house now. At this time, how many single family houses have you actually owned?
I have purchased 9. I've since sold one. So I have 8 single family homes.
8 single family homes in the same amount of time you would have had one, buying all cash. Also, you're invested in how many apartment deals?
I'm a passive investor in 4 multifamily apartment complexes.
And you completely retired in 3.5 years. And what year was that?
That was in end of 2016.
End of 2016. So retired by 2016, 8 single family homes, up to 9, 4 passive deals, real estate retired, which means Sorrell has enough passive income, more passive income than he has expenses. He meets enough passive streams of income to meet or exceed all of his bills. Folks, that is what you can do with real estate investing, and we've got really great mentors with Lifestyles Unlimited like Sorrell that can help you do that. So Sorrell, tell us briefly, I remember the first single family home I bought, I was calling my mentor every day or every other day or every 3 days, because it was kind of a scary experience, because it's not like you buy a stock on the stock market. There's nothing to do. Single family house, you're pretty involved in that process. Tell us about how it felt for you when you did when you bought your first property.
The process was not hard, because I was educated. I was fully educated, and you talked about, you called the mentors. I used to think they were tired of me bothering them, but now that I am a mentor, and what I tell members is you literally can never bother me too much. I'd rather you call me every day, twice a day, 3 times a day, to avoid making a mistake somewhere later down the road.
That's a huge statement there, too. I mean, the houses you bought, that's a big thing. The fact that you tell people, yeah, call me every day, call me a couple times a day, that's the kind of mentoring Lifestyles Unlimited does.
Right.
Go ahead.
And so I was doing that because I had owned, I was in my mid-50s, and I'd already owned I probably was in my 4th personal residence by that time, 3 of which I bought. They weren't custom homes. They were tract houses, but they were brand new. I was the first person, myself and, my wife at the time. We were the first ones to live in them. And so I was used to pretty much new places. And I walked into these houses, and, if I had not been a Lifestyles member, if I was trying to do this on my own, I would have turned around and walked out of every house I saw. I never would have been able to do that. I couldn't have done it the Dave Ramsey way, because either I would have been buying houses that were too expensive and they weren't going to cash flow, or I would have just walked away and not bought the houses. So,
and articulate real quickly what you mean by those kind of houses, because I don't think we've said that on the show. Maybe we have somebody new who doesn't understand what kind of houses we're buying.
What we want to do is, the way Lifestyles members, the way real estate investors make money, is you buy a distressed property, which means it needs a lot of work, and you fix it up to be, as Lifestyle says, the best product at the best price, and then you're going to make money on that. And so the houses we buy are in really bad condition, and then we get expert contractors in to fix those houses up, so they are literally the best house on the block. But when you walk into these things, they were scary. I mean, the first house I ended up buying, it was probably the 4th or 5th house I had looked at with a realtor. This house was literally torn up. I mean, it had holes in the walls and the hallway bathroom and one of the bedrooms. The ceiling had completely fallen in because of leaks in the roof. It was, you know, they had old dirty carpet and throughout the house, and they had animals, and it was smelly. It, you know, it was disgusting. You almost had to, you know, we wear a mask now, but I needed a mask back in 2013 when I was looking at these houses. And now we joke, we call that the smell of money. Now, the uglier, the dirtier, the smellier, those are the houses you have the potential to make a lot of money on. And so I'm out with a mentor. The first house I bought was from a lifestyles road trip. I don't know if you go through that detail about road trips, but just a group of members out looking at properties. And we were all relatively new. It was probably 30, 40 members looking at these houses with a mentor and a realtor and some vendors from, you know, lifestyles vendor team. And we were looking at these houses, and nobody wanted this property. And the mentor kept saying, this is a great property, a lot of potential here. And they passed out the quest, the document to show you the analysis of the property.
Let me pause you right there. On the other side of break, we're going to hear what Sorrell did with that property. Stay with us.
It comes a point in time, every now and then, when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Really glad to be with you today. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. I am with one of our single family mentors, Sorrell Warren. And Sorrell was telling us about his very first deal back around 2013 and how he walked in the house. And if he didn't know about Lifestyles Unlimited, he would have run out because it smelled bad. It smelled like animals, probably a dirty carpet, ceilings caving in, just a filthy, dirty place that you would never want to buy to live in like it was. And you couldn't buy with a regular mortgage. And then Sorrell, take us from there to what you did with that property.
Okay, so we went in and we changed, you know, flooring, obviously repairing ceilings, new roof, new appliances. And painted the inside and the outside of the house. And you know, I'd been to case studies and I'd seen before and after pictures. I saw the pictures, you know, from several different contractors as I was choosing my first contractor. And so I knew what the Lifestyles product should look like. And I was there weekly watching, you know, the progress. And even as we got pretty close to the end product, even I was amazed, even though it was my project and I'm hands-on, I was amazed at the difference in this house from where it was when I bought it. And once it hit the market, you know, I had multiple applications the first day. And if the members follow the Lifestyles model and repair their properties where they're, you know, slightly better than every other house in the neighborhood, we're going to always put the best product out there. And I've had multiple people just comment as they're looking through houses. I lease my own properties, and I've had multiple people comment that, you know, multiple residents, once they become my resident in my properties, that this is the best house they've ever lived in. And if we do it right, no matter what the demographic is, no matter what the price range of that property is, we're going to make a property that's going to be probably the best place that these people have ever lived in. And that's what we always want to do. We are not slum landlords. I mean, we want to be at the top of the market, not the middle, and definitely not the bottom of the market.
Yeah. You know, one thing we say is you fix everything. If there's an appliance in question, you're going to replace or repair it so it's brand new. So you're not having to take those calls after 5 o'clock or on the weekend. You hear about people that do that kind of thing, make the property look beautiful and make it a great place for a family to live or an individual to live. And so you did all that. And by the way, I'm glad you said that. That's one of the great fears people have is, what if I can't rent the property? I do all this, I've done everything, but then I can't rent it. And what you said is significant. Best product at the best price. So there's always somebody that needs to live in that place. Do you remember what your return was on that first property, your cash flow and your equity capture?
I do. I was all in for about $14,000 out of pocket through both closings. And this is back in late 2013. Actually, my first got my first rent check in January 2014. And the market was different then, so the numbers don't necessarily apply today. So I was all in for $14,000, a little over $14,000, and my cash flow was $528 a month. And I'd have to pull out the calculator to see what that cash on cash return
is. I was going to ask you. You're supposed to do this before. So that's $6,336 a year in cash flow.
Right.
When was the last time you bought a stock that had any kind of cash flow at all?
So that was about a 42% cash on cash return.
That's ridiculous. You realize that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. 42% cash on cash return. Did you have equity capture on the deal?
I did. I had about $8,000. So my $14,000 out of pocket, I had over a 50% equity capture on the property. I did a lot of rehab, so I didn't have a huge equity capture, but 57% of whatever equity capture was still, very good.
That's huge. I didn't have very big equity capture, only 57%. That's gigantic. That's tremendous. I mean, that is how you increase your net worth. And you knew that going into the deal, that wasn't buying a share of Gillette or Exxon, hoping that the price is going to go up over the next 3 to 5 years. That's going into the deal. You'd already had the property looked at, had it appraised. You knew that this was going to be your equity capture once you had the property. We call that after repair value.
And that goes back to why I joined Lifestyles and what I could see, what the aha moments in the class were. Like you said, I knew these numbers. I knew pretty close to what they were going to be before I ever took a nickel out of my pocket, as opposed to throwing money into the stock market for the previous 30 years and just hoping.
Yeah, yeah. And the result was you retired yourself in 3.5 years, real estate retired. You became a mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited. So you're giving back, you're helping other people. But you have the benefit that a lot of people don't have. And that is that you see a lot of investors doing a lot of investing, holding their hands as they go through the deals. And so you have a good, probably a better feel for the market than the average person does. And as a mentor, share with us a couple of noteworthy deals or individual investors that you've come across in the recent months or year?
Well, there are so many investors that are doing well. There's, one investor, she and her husband, she's the primary driving force, and she is a force of nature. And I think she, last I heard from her, she had 17 single family homes and 4 passive investments. So she's, well past me now. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm the standard that people shoot for by any means, but I mean, she is just going. And she bought 10 houses in 10 months, or 10 houses in 9 months, actually, at one point. And so she's, she's just, going like crazy. She's bought several houses during COVID. We have another investor, and he's only been a member for not even 2 years yet, and he's bought 7 or 8 houses, and he closed on a property recently. And I mentioned that my properties were in 2013. The market was actually better in 2013 than it is today. And so it's tougher to get, $14,000 out of pocket. The numbers are a lot higher now, but it's still a great time to invest. But he bought a property like 2 months ago with $6,000 out of pocket.
$6,000 out of pocket. That was his total investment.
Out of pocket. And in November of 2020, during COVID, he found that those kind of numbers, during COVID. And
do you know what his cash flow is on the deal?
And he told me, and I don't remember offhand, but I think his cash flow was like 70% cash on cash return. I mean, his cash on
70%.
Cash return was about 70% because his out of pocket was so low.
Right. That's amazing.
There's just a number of people. I mean, I work with people every day that are just, COVID has not slowed the market down. I mean, there's a lot less inventory out there. So you got to, work with the realty team a little bit harder to find properties. But but members are closing on great, great opportunities every single week.
And you're seeing people retire themselves?
I am. There is a member. He's buying a property. He just got the property. He's going through rehab right now. And he told me about 2 weeks ago that when this property finishes, I don't know if he's going to retire. A lot of people, I was in my 50s and ready to stop working as soon as I could. So I wasn't just real estate retired. I was actually retired. But
right.
So I don't know if he's going to leave his job, but he will be real estate retired when he gets his resident on this property that he's in the middle of rehab right now. This is his 7th property, and he will be real estate retired when he closes this. So he's closed on the property. He's in rehab. But as soon as he gets his resident in and starts collecting rent, he will be real estate retired. And he joined also 2 years ago. So.
And this is all during COVID. This is all during the pandemic. People are still doing their investing. They're still moving forward and they're still finding financial freedom. And that is what you can do, you that are listening, with your life and make a change by joining Lifestyles Unlimited, doing real estate investing. Because one thing we talked about is you make money five different ways. And I like what you said. You said you're not sure if he's going to retire. One of our multifamily mentors, Robert out of San Antonio, he retired himself, but he kept working. He said, I didn't realize how much fun work was when you went, but you didn't have to go. He said, all of a sudden it became, there's like this big burden off my back and I can just enjoy working because I'm not grinding it out, trying to, you know, make things happen so that my kids' education is paid for, so my spouse is taken care of, so the house is paid. I was retired. And so I was just working for fun, for the love of the job. Hey, tell us, Sorrell, tell us about a horror story because we know they're out there.
I talk to members, and I deal with members, not frequently, luckily, but and almost every horror story boils down to the same two things. Lifestyles gives a lot of education to all of our members at every single level, even at our FFP level. There is a lot of education available, and there are timelines. And if you do the education and follow the timelines, it's hard to make a mistake. And almost every time I'm dealing with a member who is in some crisis and they're having to make decisions that's going to cost them money, or they've already done everything and now they have the property and now something blows up and it's costing them money. You can look back and within 5 minutes, I can find where they didn't do the education or where they skipped some of the steps they should have done. And so not doing the education is the primary example of that causes people to lose money. And the next thing is when they buy the property and they don't get an inspection. Because that's when they either in the middle of rehab or they own the property. Now the resident is calling them with this some major problem that ends up costing them several thousand dollars. And this would have been found out during the inspection process. They would have put it into their bid and they would have been able to, you know, either negotiate a better price from the seller or just not buy that property. I have walked away from properties because it needed a new AC or it needed repiping and the seller wasn't flexible. And so I walked away. I did not buy that property.
Let me pause you right there, Sorrell, because we're at the end of the show. Hey, Sorrell Warren, mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to the website, sign up for the free workshop. You get experts like Sorrell, like you've heard today, who will walk you through, give you a map to find financial freedom. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.